This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. House of Representatives is moving to the next phase of the Democrats' impeachment probe after pushing through a resolution setting its ground rules. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Standing next to an American flag poster on the House floor, Speaker Nancy Pelosi billed it as a move to protect the Constitution.
What is at stake in all of this is nothing less than our democracy.
Saying Congress needs to probe whether the president violated his oath. Democrats insist the process will be fair and transparent, with open hearings and the president's lawyers able to question witnesses. The White House says it's another step in the Democrats' unhinged obsession with impeaching President Trump, and an illegitimate one at that. Republicans like Doug Collins are vowing to protect him.
Folks, this ain't over. Get ready. The cloud that is dropping will be dropping on their heads.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Despite the investigation, U.S. President Donald Trump's approval rating is holding steady. AP's Mike Hempen has more.
42% of Americans approve of the job President Trump is doing. That's in line with what his approval rating has always been. But the poll also uncovered some warning signs. 61% of Republicans say Trump has little or no respect for the country's democratic institutions and traditions. That's an issue that hits at the heart of the impeachment inquiry. And some Republicans are critical of his honesty and discipline. Still, 85% of Republicans support Trump, while only 7% of Democrats do. Mike Hemp in Washington.
India has formally implemented legislation that removes Indian-controlled Kashmir's semi-autonomous status and begins direct federal rule of the disputed area. This is VOA News. North Korea has fired what appeared to be two ballistic missiles, according to Japan and South Korea. Reuters' Lucy Fielder has more.
North Korea fired what appeared to be two ballistic missiles into the sea on Thursday, Japan says. The two projectiles landed in the sea between the Korean Peninsula and Japan, according to the latter's Coast Guard and the South Korean military. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe condemned the alleged act, saying it threatened Japan's national and regional peace and security, and said North Korea's repeated launches this year showed it wanted to improve its missile capabilities. Relations between the two Koreas have cooled since a flurry of personal meetings between the leaders last year.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. A new report by Human Rights Watch documents what it says are mounting atrocities by CIA-trained Afghan fighters and growing civilian casualties at the hands of both U.S. and Afghan forces. AP's Matt Small has more.
The advocacy group's 50-page report comes following a nearly two-year look into allegations of rights abuses by American-backed Afghan forces, which include extrajudicial killings. Instead of stability, the report says the units have undermined Afghan institutions and put many Afghans at risk. Human Rights Watch says any peace deal to end Afghanistan's 18-year war should also decide their fate by either disbanding them or bringing them under the control of the Defense Ministry. The report also demands investigations into whether U.S. forces committed war crimes in Afghanistan. I'm Matt Small.
The number of U.S. vaping illnesses has jumped again. Here's Shelley Adler with more.
Despite all the warnings about vaping, the CDC says just under 1,900 confirmed and probable cases have been reported in 49 states. That includes 37 deaths in 24 states. No single ingredient, electronic cigarette, or vaping device has been linked to all the illnesses. Health officials urge people to avoid vaping, particularly products containing THC and purchased off the street. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Hong Kong police fired tear gas Thursday on masked pro-democracy protesters and Halloween revelers in the territory's nightlife district. Protest organizers appeal to supporters to wear Halloween masks to test the city's recent emergency law banning masks at public gatherings. That law does not apply to Halloween masks. Hong Kong police said they would demand anyone suspected of being a protester to remove their masks or face paint. At least five people are dead in the southern Philippines after it was struck by a powerful 6.5 magnitude earthquake Thursday. It was the third one to hit the region this month. And a car bomb has killed at least eight people on Thursday in a vegetable market in northern Syria, in a region held by Turkish-led forces. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.